Hey guys, I'm excited to be here with another week of Move Makers. Again, I always say I'm excited, but guys, I love coming to you in this podcast. And this week I am talking to an amazing lady artist, friend, Deanne Firkois-Iris, who, if you have not met her in person or heard her story, she is just the sweetest. And I'm excited for you guys to hear about her and her story and her business this week. Hey, Deanne, how are you doing today?
I am doing so great. Good to see you. It's been, well, we saw each other last at Jennifer Allwood's conference.
Yes. Can you believe that it's coming up again? Like, time flies so fast.
It does, especially when you're busy and having a great time.
That's right. So why don't you tell everyone your business name, a description of what you do, and where you're located?
So I'm Deanne Woods, and it's the Turquois-Iris. I started my actual business and Etsy shop in 2010, and I'm in Oklahoma City, born here, lived here my entire life. I literally live just a few miles from where I was born. Not that Oklahoma City's that small. I just haven't been very adventurous. So married my high school sweetheart, and we have two children that are 14, two boys, 14 and 18. So we're getting ready to hit the college scene and figure out what that's all about. And so I am a furniture artist, canvas artist, a business coach for creative women. My group currently has over 500 women and men. I have several men in there. I do YouTube online tutorials, man, you name it. I'm sorry. That's my little ding ding. And I thought I had it off. Now I do. I'm right in the middle of coaching as many people as I can online. I'm on Facebook. You can find me just about anywhere under the Turquois-Iris. So, I have found a love for coaching women and not just the big group, but I started a one-on-one mentoring program where I opened it up just now for 20 people. So that's been really, really exciting and something that we're all looking forward to.
I love the coaching component too. After closing my two brick and mortars, I just so love that coaching component and really going into pouring my heart into people's businesses. And I can see that you would be amazing at that because you're so good at what you do and you love pouring life into people.
Thank you. I have found it's a lot easier to talk one-on-one with yes. someone, be very honest. And, it's a passion of mine and I didn't really know was there, but it's growing, it's growing all the time.
Yeah, I love the one-on-one too, and we're just making a pivot to change that up a little bit because it is important, and I love that you can just pour into that one business owner and really help them grow and change. So I'm excited for that avenue. I'm sure we'll talk about all your talents, and I am looking at Deanne as we are talking, and I'm seeing like artwork behind her, and I know her beautiful furniture that she paints, and so it's really cool to hear you taking another avenue into it, and that's coaching. That's really cool.
Thank you.
So let's go back to the beginning if we can in time, like if we could do like the time warp sounds like changing. Why did you decide to start your business?
That's an easy one, to stay home with my children. As soon as Elijah was born, he's 18, I worked part-time, and that was the first time I'd worked part-time, but I had a little guy. My sister-in-law's, and I say in-laws because there were a couple of us, we kind of rotated, you take care, I'll take care. And then, so I never did daycare, but we rotated taking care of each other's kids. Well, when we went to work, that was kind of our day off, because I didn't have five little boys to take care of. But then the need, when I started realizing, I kept trying to decorate the stores I was working at. I kept doing the windows. I kept saying, we should move the furniture. Can we paint the walls? Can we this? Can we that? That's just who I am. That's who I've always been, right? So when I heard of Etsy, I had a friend say she was making picture frames, and hot gluing stones on them. And I was fascinated by, wait, if you can do it, wait, if you're doing that, maybe I can do that. So I went home immediately. The turquoise iris was an easy name for me to come up with. Iris is my mother's middle name and my grandmother's middle name. And those two women have been powerful life forces for me. Their creativity and just their courage. And so that's where iris comes from, my name. And turquoise was just the color that always just fuels my fire. Like it energizes me. So the business name happened pretty quickly. On Etsy, it was at the time you could only put things that were handmade. You could only put things that were vintage. So you were limited on what you could do. So you had to make your stuff, or I could scour through flea markets and vintage stores and find things that I thought were attractive and hope that I could flip it. Well, then there's the whole shipping aspect. And then this beautiful Italian gift set that I found arrives to its customer totally busted. And I was just devastated. And I could have stopped there, and I wanted to stop there. But it continued to grow. I sewed pillowcases and tablecloths and canvases. I did all kinds of different things. It never occurred to me that I could actually paint on furniture or canvas until I spray painted a mid-century piece of furniture. I know, you guys don't write me hate mail. Don't. And I realize my mistakes and I take full credit. I spray painted a piece of furniture, glossy gray, and that sucker sold. And I shipped it. I shipped it to another state. And so that was really eye-opening for me. So I started to do research about shipping furniture. And I'm telling you, the $300 sale was a lot more enjoyable than the $330 sales.
Yeah.
Right? And so that kind of a light bulb came on, Angie. And I started doing research about furniture shipping. And I made mistakes. A few things got broken. It was so hard. I went through 3 years of a phase of loading my furniture onto a bus, like a Greyhound bus, because you can do that to this day, and it's a lot cheaper. Well, no one really knew about it at the time, so selling it to my customers, they liked the lower price, but when you're shipping things to New York, into Brooklyn, into the harbor, and those, you know, some of them didn't have cars, so they'd have to rent a vehicle or borrow a truck, and then carry it up 10 flights of stairs, so there was a challenge with that, even though they liked the half of, you know, the cost. Shipping, I quit over. I can't do this. Matt and I would bicker at each other, and you know, just the learning process. How do we do this? 4.5 years ago, I was continuing to ship. I had not given up, and I went on to UShip, and I found a gentleman who was local near in Oklahoma City, and he was just starting out, and it worked out to where we built this relationship where it was a quick text. He was 2 miles from me. I ended up sharing his information with everybody that I could and, you know, did a furniture tutorial. So he's still doing that in the business. He was just here on Saturday. And I have learned that through all of the mistakes I made, that I could help others and I could save them the grief and the frustrations and possibly some yelling and tears. that were involved with the beginning. And so I started showing everybody else how to do a little bit what I do and the you know, the messages that would come, please show us how you do that. Please, please, please. And I remember thinking, no, you're going to take on my business. Like you're going to, if I show you how to paint, you're going to try to paint like me and then all my business is going to go away. And it would just be, I never could figure out why I would do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I went through that whole phase of transitioning and for a couple of years of just saying, I'm not going to do a tutorial. Are you crazy? But then Facebook decided to offer Facebook Lives. And this woman, Jennifer Allwood, tells me, do a live. Do it. And I'm like, she's awfully bossy, but she's got a thing. She's pretty smart, right? With Jennifer Allwood doing it day after day after day and telling us, if you want to really help your business, you should go live. So I joined her inner circle. After I had started going live, but I remember nothing coming out of my mouth. And I remember thinking, if I paint for them, they're going to see that I just do what I do and I don't have rules. And I just paint to create. And it's more artistic rather than methodical. I don't think about it. I just go. But she kept saying, do this, go live, it'll help your business. And well, I wanted to help my business, so I did what I was told.
I love that, because that's where we met, is the inner circle. And I love that you're like, I just want to help my business, so I'm doing what I'm being told, and I'm going for it. And your lives took on a whole new life for your business.
Indeed, they did.
I believe you have several hashtags that people use when they go live and are painting like you. And then you do a fun weekly series. Is that what we're going to call it, as a series? And you do you get into your lives. Like, you do 100 lives in a row, or you are the live queen.
Thank you. But I'll ask you this. If I hadn't gone live, would you know who I was? Would you know my voice? And would you know where my heart is? You might see pieces of furniture, pictures on Pinterest, which is how Jennifer Allwood found me when she had me on her first webinar. She had me as a guest 4.5 years ago, and that that opened up a world of the online space that I didn't know was there. And she was her first one too. And we were, she was trying to figure it out as well. But the lives have been the very thing that have pulled me out of my shell, my shyness. You're talking to an extremely shy girl growing up, and going and making yourself do what you know is going to be the best thing for your business, and overcoming those fears, it gives me confidence that I've never had, I've never felt, and I want everybody else to get that and know it's available to you. How bad do you want this? And when there are boys to look at you and say, I need a new bat, I need new cleats, I want to do travel ball, Mom, how am I going to make income while I'm at the ballpark? I mean, what a struggle when all you do is paint. And if you're not painting, you're not making money. So I'll go ahead and do a tutorial. Okay. Well, that thing sold all day long, right? Excuse me. So it really was eye-opening, and I realized that if I could be consistent on a live and do a Friday night live, because guess who told me that Friday night was a really good time? Miss Allwood, once again. So I said, well, if that's the best time, here we go. 8:30, people get home from dinner, and I started doing that in October of 2017, so as you can see, we've already hit 2 years of going live every single Friday night at 8:30. So what's that mean? I give up, I miss birthday parties, I miss football games, I miss this, I miss that, I have to leave early for this. I've missed it twice, once has been for a funeral, and once was because I was driving home from Jennifer Allwood's conference, and I wanted to come home. And at that time, Quita Allen of All Shabbed Out, who currently does Friday Night Lives with me, she took over and handled it, of course, just fine. She just did a solo night. That's been a lot of fun, but that shows consistency. And that is me using my free platform. You know, Facebook has been wonderful. They've offered a free platform for you to reach your people. Now you know my voice. It's like your front door. It's like, come on in, because guess who's never had a brick and mortar? That's me. I don't have a way of welcoming you into my home other than pushing the live button. And I don't get nervous anymore. It's really nice to finally get over that hump. I got to interview Jennifer once, and I've interviewed other people that I thought, I interviewed Miss Mustard Seed, and I thought I should be nervous. And I did cry when Marianne came on, because I really want to thank you. You know, and so I was able to thank her personally, and I was able to do that with Jennifer in person too. So Facebook Live has been the number one thing that has grown my business, but you have to be willing to do it.
That is just such a good message for someone, and I think that it's important that they hear that the importance of the consistency and just doing it and pushing live, because you're right. I knew you in the inner circle, and your voice and your picture, because we were in there when it was still small. But when you started doing lives and started painting and started really sharing your passion, your heart, it's a whole new level of getting to know a person.
Yeah.
And it's fun because, like I said, you have people use hashtags for your painting, and you just have been an inspiration to a lot of people in business watching that. And I am one of them. So
thank you. I just wanted everybody to realize that using color does not have to be a bad thing.
I know. Hallelujah. Can I just say that?
I mean, using color and figuring out a way to apply it. And I'll tell the girls in the group, I'm like, here we are. We are creatives. And when we are, you know, young and broke, we're going to create things to make our house look better. And guys, we're going to paint it anyway, so we might as well try to perfect our skills just a little bit better, because we're going to paint it. We're going to pick up stuff off the side of the road, because as creatives, we know we can do something with it, or we can repurpose something, or use it as a different function not to be intended with. So my goal was, okay, I know they're going to paint it anyway, so let me see if I can just teach them to where they can paint just a little bit better, or open up something inside of them that they had no idea was hiding before we started school and we were being graded. Mm-hmm. At being our level of creativity was actually a grade. So how good are you? Well, let me give you an A, B, C, or D based on how good you are. Well, for creativity, that doesn't work very well. So giving everybody, it was like several people said, you just gave me permission to just play with paint. So it's such a great compliment to be told that. Adding the water and making it more mainstream. You know, people have said, well, you know, you're the pioneer of it. And I think I was just, I'm not to say I'm the first one to do it, but maybe I was the first one to go on live day after day after day, to help it become more mainstream, because it was just what I was doing, and it helped me build my confidence with the feedback that I got from everybody. There are some few that say, you are absolutely ruining furniture. I cannot believe you would do that, right? So that's always going to be there. But what they don't know is I saved it from going in the trash can, the dumpster, from Big Trash Day. They don't know that, and I don't care whether they know that. That's not my person, so it's okay.
Yeah. I've been there, and those comments. And I love how you talk about creativity, because I can remember when I was applying to a college, and they wanted me to come talk to their art professor, the head of the art professor, the dean, sorry, I can talk, the dean of the art department. There we go. I got words out. Holy cow, words are hard this Tuesday morning. I had to present my work. And I'm highly creative. I have been the whole time. And I remember bringing artwork, and my mom was like, well, you're going to bring that? I'm like, no, that's not good enough. I had a full, I mean, in the end, I got a full ride for college for art. I didn't use it. That's a whole nother story. But I do think that as adults, we forget that it's in us, because maybe we haven't used it.
Yes.
And that's another reason why I've loved your lives, because it's given permission for people to explore and to bring back out what God put in them all along. And maybe they just lost it or forgot to use it. And that's another reason why I love your lives, is because it's that permission to go ahead and try it, you know, slap some paint on and let's see what we can make. So I've appreciated that too, because you've given women permission to use color and to try and to explore their creativeness.
Yeah, we did an exercise a couple of years ago, and the feedback that I gained from it was just incredible. I had told them, I said, let's get a canvas, everybody, and let's just literally, you know, I paint with my hands too. I finger paint flowers on furniture and canvas, and have sold a lot of that look, and I had no idea that I was going to have a knack for painting with my hands. And I just did it. It sounds kind of funny. And a little part of me is still a little embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, I finger paint. But then, you know, we have other people who do it and make a quite a good living at it. So I challenged the group to grab a canvas and finger paint and let all of that happen, see what colors blend and see what it looks like. And there were a few that did that. And Anissa Moriarty from This and That was one of them. And she had said in a live once before with me that that opened her eyes up to a whole new world. And now that's what she does for a living. She paints on canvas, but she wasn't doing it before she was in the group and doing that challenge. So it's just, it's one of those things where I'm going to give you permission. And if you'll just trust me, just let's do, you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to show it to anybody. You know what I mean? It's not for sale. Just play. It unlocks something that, like you said, it was smothered when you started being graded for it, because we're people pleasers by human nature. I want to please the teacher. I want to please my friends. I'm competitive. I want to do a good job. Well, if I'm not good at something, then I might hide it or I feel shame, even though it's not deserved.
Right.
Right? So we don't need that shame anymore. We just need to be the best that we can be and continue to play and explore. That's what we were intended to do. So it's pretty exciting. I love what I do every day. I know that I'm right where I should be. I'm right where I should be. And I get fired up every day. I get fired up to get out of bed and see what's up, see what's next. Who are we chatting with? Like you.
That's awesome. And let's talk about, we're talking about all the fun and the good and how we've pushed forward. Let's talk about some of the struggles. Because I think sometimes we don't want to talk about our struggles. And one of my favorite F words is failures. And I say that every week, but let's talk about some of the struggles and some of the failures, because it hasn't always just been easy.
Mm-mm. No, and if it were, everyone would be doing it. And so the main question that I get, Angie, is how do you do all of it? How do you do all of the things and have multiple levels of income? And how do you do all of this? So my best answer is just to, for a perfectionist, and for a very competitive person, I've had to embrace the chaos. And creating calms my chaos, but I'm having to embrace it. So for me, little failures would happen when I didn't complete my tasks. So I'm task-oriented. That's a good thing and not always great, because at the end of the day, I will judge my day on what I completed. Mm-hmm. How many things did I check off that to-do list? The girls in my group know that I have sticky notes. I have 5 right in front of me right now. So I'm a sticky note girl, and I will write it down, but I have to remember to read it. I mean, where did I put it? Like, that's a lot of tricky things. So, and oh no, there's 6, and there's one in my car. So the little failures with me have just been they're not really little failures. It's just the struggle, and it's real, of just having to accept I can only do what I can do. And being flexible. No, I'm so structured. And I have put myself on a schedule. My kids were always on a tight schedule. It's just how Matt and I work. It's how we, our unit, he's the same as me. So the biggest challenges and the ones where I beat myself up is when I needed to be flexible and couldn't be, needed to allow for the chaos and the craziness, and literally things like this will get under my skin more than anything, Angie, and I will feel terrible. Say I forgot someone's birthday. Like, that is huge for me, because those are not things that I had ever done before. But being a business owner, as you know, you work all the time if you can and if you choose to.
Right.
It's really hard to turn it off. So I do. I work 7 days a week. But is it work? Some of it's really not work. I mean, when I'm painting, I don't see it as work.
Right.
I'm getting to paint. So the biggest struggles for me, Angie, have just been working from home and realizing that every structured day is going to have an interference. And trying to fight it would mean that I would be so down on myself and think that I was such a schmuck because I just couldn't manage it all. And the challenge of accepting, you know, you may only check one thing off that to-do list, but it was the most important. And the, just having the flexibility that has to come with being a at-home business owner. The other biggest thing for me, Angie, was shipping. And it still can be frustrating. I may have to wait longer. The customer doesn't want to pay the price that it's going to be. Those are still very frustrating things. And it's not easy. Again, if it were, everyone would do it. Mm-hmm. You have to be determined, and you have to realize there are going to be problems that you can solve. You don't need to cower down in the fetal position. You need to, you know, accept it and solve it. I had to do a $2,000 refund this year.
My gosh.
On a piece of furniture. It was one of the most expensive pieces I've sold. And unfortunately, circumstantial, I won't even get into the circumstance, but it was the right thing to do. Whether I wanted to do it, obviously nobody wants to do it. That in itself, and to not beat myself up about it, but accept that it was, and whether there's no fault, I don't need to blame anybody, but I needed to do it. It started with me, and I thought, you know, there were things I could have done differently with that piece that could have helped what happened from happening. So it started with me. And I had to be honest with myself. Girl, you knew better. You know better. But we get busy. It's chaotic. And I got to stay on schedule. So there's lots of things, Angie. It's not all rosy all the time. But I always go back to my why. Why? And I'm living with the three gentlemen that are my why. And that's enough. That's enough for me to just push through and solve the problem.
I love that. And I love that sometimes our struggles and things are also what learns and pushes us more and gets us to new levels and all the things. Like
they do. And if they don't, shame on you. you had the opportunity to not do that again.
Right. Do not repeat that because you learned, right? What is something that you would like to have told yourself at the beginning of your business? Like something you wish that you, if you could go back, you could tell yourself, your beginning self?
I probably would have told myself, multiple things. I probably would have told myself to not make decisions based on fear. Mm-hmm. That's how I do now. That's how I lead my life now. But I wasn't doing that in the beginning, Angie. So if I could have really asked myself at the time, which is how I do now, did you make this decision based on fear or fact? And I could have probably saved myself some grief. I could have probably actually grown my business faster. And that's not always the best way, but I feel like my business has grown very steadily. I've never had really any big jumps. And that's probably best for me because I can get overwhelmed pretty quickly if I don't feel like I have control all the time. So it's worked out. But on the other hand, if I could go back, I would say, girl, you don't need to be fearful. And I've said just recently that trusting my faith over fear has got to be how we live in this household. And if I could go back and really say to myself, you have to trust yourself. Your instincts, those are the ones that you should be listening to. Not constant self-doubting and questioning every move that I made. And I did that a lot more in the beginning. Don't do that now. I trust my faith and I trust myself and definitely will not be making decisions based on fear. You know, I went to Paris recently, just got back. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely terrified. Terrified for the 10 months leading up to it. Terrified the day before. I finally came to peace with it. And I'm so glad I went. But there was no way I was going to come or tell my kids about this trip and then not go. Because they were like, Mom, you have to do this. And those that know me knew how terrified I was on many levels, not just scared to go overseas, but scared of the flight, scared of being away, just so much. But I did it. So again, I came home with more confidence in myself. I can do hard things.
Yeah, I have a similar travel story. I have lived in Northwest Illinois my entire life. I moved back to my hometown, and I live a few miles away from my parents now. And when we were going through our adoption with our daughter, and things had gone awry, and we needed to travel to the Philippines, I said, well, we need to go. I need to go. And we decided we were never traveling. My husband and I weren't traveling together just in case anything happened. There was still a parent at home. And I can remember I was a Northwest Illinois girl getting on a plane. I mean, I've been to Canada and Mexico, but, you know, but flying 27 hours across the ocean. I remember stepping out and I knew my phone wasn't going to work after I got out of the airport. And I called my husband and I'm like, I don't think I can do this. And he's like, what do you want me to do? I can't do anything. You have a choice. You return tickets in 21 days. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of that same thing. And like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to let fear take over the rest of everything? Or are you going to step out in faith and do it?
Yeah, and you knew you had to do it, and you knew what your why was. You knew why you were doing it. And it's going back and thinking, if you hadn't have done that, I mean, your life, so much would be different. So that had to have given you confidence, sister, that you came back and, you know, of all the things that you accomplished with that trip, that was a big one. You did it.
And I took seven more trips in saving country, 21 days by myself. So, it wasn't my last trip, and there were some really cool things. So I love that you talk about, you know, not letting fear dictate you, because think if you would have let fear stop you from hitting the live.
Absolutely. Nothing came out of my mouth the first one. I was shaking, I was sweating, and nothing came out. I just stopped it, and I tell everybody you have the option to delete it. But you know what? I left all the lives from all those years ago. They're still on my page. I've left them there in case anybody doesn't believe me, or in case I forget. I never want to forget that feeling and that humbleness, just the vulnerability either. I think that's such a great teaching tool too. And so I told my husband just recently, I said, you know, I've been alive for 43 years, but I'm finally living.
Oh, yeah, I love that, because I think that's so true. When you just don't let that fear and that self-doubt and that, I sometimes say it's the little kid in us that we were told we weren't good enough, or we couldn't do something, or we got a bad grade, or whatever it is in your life. When we tell that person, that little one in us, that we're confident and we can stand up and go for it, it's amazing when you can start living.
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome, and it's so much fun to see other women realize that as well. And men too. I don't just mean to say women, but it's so fun to see other people come back and report back and say, you're never going to believe it, I did this or I did that. And I'm a cheerleader all day long. It's like, that is great. That's the best news I've heard all day, but it's sincere. Because I know what it feels like, and I never, ever want to forget that feeling, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Side note, just a funny question that popped into my head. Do you enjoy painting on canvas more or on furniture?
You know what? I don't have a preference over the other. Okay. I need both of them. Like, I do, I get that question from time to time, like, which do you prefer? They're different. And so I don't, I need both of them. The furniture comes more easily for me. The canvas is the challenge. So sometimes I just need to paint freely without really thinking. And that's the furniture. It fills that void. The canvas, I'm thinking and really pushing myself as I'm learning. And so I need that too, because I love to be challenged and I love to see what I can do. So I don't have a preference. I need both of them. And I tell people all the day, they say, well, you've kind of moved into to coaching and I bet you don't paint much more. And I'm like, I don't, but please, please don't ever get me to a point where I have to stop painting, because I need it. It calms the chaos.
I was going to say, that's like, I'm dropping the decorating part of my business, and it's what gives me energy. It's what I breathe in and out, and it's the painting the furniture and all of that too, because I started as a furniture painter, and it's something that people are like, you're just not going to do it. I'm like, guys, pretty things are in me. Like, it just oozes out. Like, I can't help but share it. But I really feel God calling me to this next level. And that's what we're going for. So I get that.
Right on, girl. I'm glad that you're listening to it. And what may happen at some point, everything that you're doing is going to be able to facilitate. Who knows where you'll be in 10 years? You have no idea what's going to happen. And so the whole decorating thing might come back in a way that's bigger than you ever imagined. So we just don't know what's going to happen, right? We don't know what doors are going to open up for you, Angie. So that's exciting. I'm excited for you to just be jumping in this journey, and you're moving forward with wonderful people. And, you attract, right? You attract what you get out. So
yeah, it's the being obedient, right? It's being obedient. It's not always easy. So let's talk some fun questions. And then I'll go back to a little bit more business, but let's give people a little peek inside your world of who you are. Are you ready for it?
Are you sure about this, sister?
We'll start off easy.
Okay.
Favorite food to eat?
Pizza.
Oh, so you are my people.
Veggie pizza. I don't eat meat, but give me some olives and some artichokes and some feta cheese and sun-dried tomatoes. Oh, yes, delish.
Yum, yum, yum. Do you find you listening to more podcasts or reading more books?
At this point, my most honest answer is I'm not getting time to do most either of them. Watching or listening to a podcast is easier for me because I can turn it on while I'm doing something else. I have not read a book in several months, unfortunately.
Okay.
Just find the time.
I'm doing an audiobook right now, so it's just playing in my car. My kids are like, seriously, Mom? I'm like, I'm not finished. It's almost finished.
Oh, I love it. It's a good place to do it, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Favorite TV, movie, Netflix series?
I don't watch TV, girl.
Of all time? Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Movie all time. There is a few. So you can check Forrest Gump for me. Every day, always, has been this way for 20 years since it came out. Always been a favorite movie of mine. And then The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Oh my gosh, it's the belly laughs. I get the belly laughs every time. I've seen it 100 times. And as silly as it is, but because I have these teenage boys, and it's one of those, if you can't eat them, join them. I love the Avengers. I love them. I love Thor. I love those movies. I get really into them because that's what we do. If I'm going to go to the movies, I got to go see an Avengers movie. So
that's funny. My oldest, she loves all of that, but I have girls, so yeah, we don't, like, they're not into that, but yeah, that's fun. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you started decorating yet?
No, I won't. I'm not an early one. I don't do early. I don't like starting early. I really like it to be in the month of December. Like I will go heavy in December, but I don't want to get tired of the music and I don't want to get tired of things sitting around. And so I try to keep Christmas for December, and I do take it down pretty quickly after, but I love it. And I love the feeling. I love so much about Christmas. So that's a no-brainer.
All right. I just told my daughter, I'm like, I just took all my fall down because I am going to decorate. It's okay. You can send hate mail. It's okay. AngieBauerDesign@gmail.com. It's okay. I'm going to start decorating because there's only 3 weeks in December after Thanksgiving. And I do like 16 trees. So
you better get started, sister.
I'm going to get started.
No, you guys, and I may actually have to do it earlier this year because we are having a big family come over, so I may actually have to get started. And we have a new house, too. So, the boys, they're already asking, where are we putting our tree? So I may start earlier this year because I can.
Yeah. Are you a beach lover or a mountains?
Beach. Always. Water, sand, turquoise water. I can't sit directly in the sun because of this fair skin. But we daydream about moving to the beach one of these days and just having a really small beach house near the ocean. We love it.
Very, very fun. Very fun. All right. Let's talk 1 second about, I mean, you kind of touched at the beginning, anything exciting coming up with you in your business that you would like to share?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked because I mentioned the one-on-one mentoring, and I came home from Rachel Hollis's retreat, or her business thing in July, and I came home thinking, I have to do more. I'm already doing a lot with my group and everything else, but I have to do more. I know I can. So I came home and immediately started planning. I have help. I've hired somebody to help me with the new group. We marketed it to just the women, the 500 people in the group, and I only allowed myself 20 because what they get, they also get like a one-on-one call with me every month, an hour. So that's a lot of calls to add to your day. Mm-hmm. So we launched it, and in 2 hours, we had all 20 spots taken. And so that blew my mind, but made me very excited. So we're in month 2 of that. And then we also just released tickets for a retreat. I'm finally doing a creative retreat in Waco in June. And my creative connection has been asking, we got to get together. And I thought, well, we'll see. And so sure enough, I released tickets last week, and we haven't sold out completely. I'm offering it just to the creative connection again, those people in that group. But we're going to go to Waco, and I'm going to host a retreat, and I've invited speakers to come, and it's going to be such a great casual time. And I had to kind of pep myself up for that because I remember thinking, what am I doing? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. And started, the day before questioning, why me? Why am I doing this? Why do I think I can? And my husband looked at me and he goes, who else would do it? It's perfect for you. And so I was like, that's what I needed to hear. Let me get back to work. It just took me 5 minutes away for a minute. So those are two really big, fun things that I have going on. I love my in-person classes, Angie. I try to do one every other month. And I've been inviting other painters to come and paint with me. And we paint in front of them. We give the piece of furniture away. I love getting people to try the DIY paint. It allows you to do things with your artwork and on your furniture that you were not able to do with a lot of other paints. Mm-hmm. So it's just the best paint for me, for how I paint. So I've realized that I love the in-person events. I love finally getting to connect with people. And anyway, those are fun things that I have going on.
Yep. Okay, last question is, what would you give for the lasting advice for our listeners if they could only take one piece away, that tweetable thing? What would you do? What would you say?
I would tell them that for all of the self-doubt that we endure, that we give ourselves, that we do basically to ourselves, you need to believe you are so much stronger than you ever imagined. There's so much more to you that you are not expressing. There's so much more there. And if you just will believe that you can do the thing that you're scared of, that's the thing that you need to be doing. So I would tell them, you're so much stronger than you have any idea. Like, you just don't understand. But if I can, you can. And I have tried to lead by example and do scary things and do things that I cannot believe I'm doing. Again, ask my mom. She'll tell you that if I can, you can. And that's what I would tell them. Just please believe in yourself. It's crucial. It's number one, and you deserve it. And that's another thing. Most of us don't understand that we do deserve the successes, big and small. All of we deserve to get and to have the life that we really want. For whatever reason, they don't believe it. So I would just, you know, encourage them that they can. They can.
I love those words. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I so appreciate your time. I know it's precious. So thanks for being here. We will put all your info in our show notes so people can find you.
Okay. That's wonderful. Angie, thank you for having me on here. It's always such a treat. So I'm glad that I even got to, you know, have this time with you right here. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode with the Turquoise Iris. It was so fun to bring you this amazing guest. If you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? And if you could leave a review, that helps us so much more in ratings and getting the podcast to even more listeners and more amazing guests like this. Guys, I want you to listen to this sweet review from Connie Terry. She says, Angie is amazing at bringing you encouraging words for your life and business. I love this podcast. Connie, thank you so much for leaving that review. We love to read all the reviews. So until next week, keep moving forward.